65 kilometers west of Heskiat Harbor, north of Tofino, lives a nursery of deep-sea octopuses brooding their eggs. It's one of four known octopus nurseries in the world, says DFO researcher Charisse Duprise. In late May, Duprise and her colleague Heidi Gartner set out on a deep-sea expedition, in partnership with the Nuu-Cha-Nulth Tribal Council, Council of Haida Nation, Kwatsino and Pachidot First Nation, Ocean Networks Canada and Fisheries and Oceans Canada. The expedition was largely to explore the pending marine protected area Tang, Wan Haksik Iksigis, alongside additional places of interest to protect, said Duprise. Months prior, the German scientific research organization GEOMAR and Natural Resources Canada discovered bubbles traveling 1.5 kilometers through the water column, indicating a methane seep from the seafloor, Duprise said. The group explored roughly 12 locations where gases escape from fissures in the ocean floor. They are among at least 1,500 offshore cold seeps west of Vancouver Island, extending from southern Vancouver Island to Haida Gwaii, she said. On the last dive of the expedition, along Heskiat Slope, they came across a nursery of deep-sea octopus brooding on their eggs within cave-like features in carbonate rock created by the cold seeps. The methane bubbles, that are bubbling out of the seafloor, creates large chunks of methane ice, said Duprise. They actually create entire uplifts, and they tear the seafloor upwards. This process creates carbonate rocks that are then habitat on the seafloor that otherwise weren't there. It's almost volcano-like, said Duprise. It's bringing stuff up from deep within the earth, it's creating rocks, and it's all overflowing and then tumbling down and it builds up on itself. In this particular location we saw one of these blisters in the earth's surface. We saw this violent bubbling coming out, and all the rocks that were being created and tumbling down the slope collected in this boulder field that was otherwise surrounded by desert-like, muddy abyss. According to a 2014 study, this particular deep-sea octopus, Granulodon boreopacifica, is known to have the longest known egg brooding period of any animal due to the cold temperatures of the deep-sea waters. The embryonic development period slows down, compared to that for shallow water octopus, which brood their eggs from 1 to 3 months. It's a beautiful deep-sea octopus, very charismatic, purple, big black eyes, said Duprise. They sit on their eggs, don't move, don't eat and just defend the eggs for a minimum of 4.5 years. As with salmon, brooding these eggs will be the last thing these octopuses do, she said. Cold seeps are recognized by the Canadian government as among ecologically and biologically significant areas. They are so standalone outstanding, with the biodiversity you find around them, that they warrant protection, said Duprise. The nursery ground that Duprise and her team discovered is located in an area that is fishable. The most concerning thing about finding a nursery somewhere where fishing can happen is that it can be that easy to take out a single generation of an octopus. The crew counted 25 octopuses, though Duprise said she has no doubt that there were hundreds more than what we saw. Heidi Gartner, a DFO researcher, said that as they moved along the seafloor in more sandy locations, they also saw young octopus close to the nursery. It was really good evidence for us that this nursery habitat is really effective, said Gartner. Deep-sea octopuses represent the top of the food chain, said Duprise. When the top predators aren't healthy, they actually have an effect back on the ecosystem. Duprise said octopus living along Heskiat Slope will have an impact on global ocean ecosystems. If you didn't have that nursery ground, you almost couldn't imagine the ripple effect, if that wasn't a safe place for the octopus, she said. You might not have that type of octopus anywhere along the North American continental slope, all five coasts, because they all come from that one nursery ground. Diane Ignis lives in the small village of Hesqui in Heskiat Harbor, and says octopuses close to the shore are a common sight for her family. We do have some excitement with octopus every now and then. Ignis said she has been told stories by her husband and his father, George Ignis, about the rocky drop-off at the edge to the channel where octopuses could reside. Long ago, the old-timers used to go down there and dig them out, she said. They get right in the water, and nobody does it anymore. They would eat them, she said. Oftentimes, when Ignis or her family have come across an octopus, it's in the winter. When they do find them on shore, it's typically after they have been dropped by an eagle. Eagles fly over here with it, and they just lose their grip or somehow the thing wiggles free, she said. It drops on the flat, and a lot of times when that happens, the eagles dive down and they start eating it on the beach. Eagles really like to eat octopus because we've seen a lot of them eating them. Ignis said once they saw a sea otter lying on its back eating an octopus. It fell off a few times, too, and then the sea otter would dive under and find it again, pick it up again, she said. It was really interesting to watch. For Gartner, a love and connection to octopus can help connect people to the importance of deep-sea conservation. Seeing an animal that's intelligent and with big eyes and living so deep, so remote, so far away from us, and yet, there's so many elements that you can connect to, it's just kind of special, said Gartner. It's a great way to connect the deep sea to us. Hashilth saw. ![. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.